With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. America's cable TV news channels experiencing different fortunes after Donald Trump's victory in the 2024 presidential election.
The Nielsen Company has released its figures from the period after election night through December 13th. The primetime viewership of MSNBC was an average of 620,000, down 54% from its pre-election audience. CNN's average of 405,000 was down 45%. In contrast, Fox News Channel has drawn an average of 2.68 million viewers, up 13%. George Williams reporting.
Meanwhile, cable news outlets are also now more trusted than the big three broadcast networks, and most voters say media bias getting worse. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett to fill us in on that.
Trust in political and civil institutions is highest for local and state governments and lowest for media and Congress, according to recent polling. Scott Rasmussen, founder of the Rasmussen Reports, tells the Salem Radio Network that Americans have no confidence in the White House press corps.
The entire institution of the White House press corps needs to be just shredded and start over again.
Rasmussen says President-elect Donald Trump should dismiss the current press corps and invite more trusted reporters to the White House. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
South Korea reports tragedy today. An airliner, Jeju Airline passenger jet from Bangkok to the town of Busan, has crashed at an airport and burst into flames. Only two out of 181 people on board have survived. Worst aviation tragedy in South Korean history. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says her agency will need to start taking extraordinary measures or special accounting maneuvers intended to prevent the nation from hitting the debt ceiling as early as January 14. In a letter to congressional leaders, the department has taken such action in the past. This is SRN News. The oldest known stone tablet inscribed with the Ten Commandments has been sold at auction for more than $5 million. Sotheby's says the 155-pound marble slab was acquired by an anonymous buyer who plans to donate it to an Israeli institution. The New York-based auction house reports that the final price exceeded the pre-sale estimate of $1 to $2 million and followed more than 10 minutes of intense bidding between buyers from around the world. The tablet may go back as far as 300 A.D. and was unearthed in southern Israel in 1913. A report on campus anti-Semitism by the House of Representatives recommends cutting government funding to universities that boycott Israel. The report details the findings of seven congressional committees and paints a dire picture of anti-Semitism in the U.S. In the wake of the Hamas attack on Israel last fall, pro-Palestinian protesters began harassing and intimidating Jewish students at schools all across the country, in particular Harvard, MIT, and UCLA. This is SRN News. NATO is getting involved in the undersea intrigue in the Baltics.
NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte says the military alliance will step up patrols in the Baltic Sea area as Finnish investigators work to establish whether a ship linked to Russia sabotaged undersea cables there this week. Finnish authorities seized control of the ship, the Eagle S, on Thursday. They're trying to establish whether it damaged a power cable linking Finland and Estonia and several data cables. It was the latest in a string of incidents involving the disruption of key infrastructure in the region. In a post on X, Rutte said that he had spoken to Finland's president and that NATO will enhance its military presence in the Baltic Sea. Keith Peters reporting.
Today is Sunday, December the 29th, and a number of notable people are celebrating a birthday today, including actor John Voight, who's 86 years old. Singer Marianne Faithfull is 78. This is SRN News.